الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brethren, viewers of Madani channel, once again we say marhaba, welcome to our silsila, the call to righteousness, neki ki dawat. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, in our previous silsilas we have covered many aspects of this beautiful ibadat, this beautiful worship of neki ki dawat. And today inshallah Azza wa Jalla, we'll also discuss some new aspects, especially dealing with Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, and the awliya Allah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala be pleased with them. Inshallah. First and foremost, let us hear the beneficence of reciting salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam, Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat Ashiq Ala Hazrat, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Razvi Ziyai. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant him a long life and good health. In his famous booklet, Faizane Ziyad Durud Salam, he quotes a beautiful hadith Mubarakah that Makki Madani Sarkar sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned. Undoubtedly, Allah Azza wa Jalla has appointed an angel to my qabr who has been granted the ability to hear the voice of every creation. Hence, whosoever recites salat upon me until the day of Qiyamah, he, the angel, presents to me that person's name along with his father's name and says, so and so has recited salat upon you this time. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad salatam wa salamu alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah. My dear Islam and views of Madani channel, invitation towards goodness and to stop the people from badness means the call towards righteousness and to stop the people from badness. This is neki ki dawat, invitation towards goodness. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is all powerful, all seeing, all hearing, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala can do anything he desires. Allah azza wa jalla is not needy of anyone or anything in any matter. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala created this world, this dunya, with his perfect divine power and arranged the same in various forms and various ways. For example, Allah azza wa jalla created the stars, the moon, the skies, the ocean, the plants, the trees, the animals. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala also inhabited this same dunya, the same earth, with human beings. And to show them the path of righteousness, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala continues sending Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. For example, Hazrat Adam ala Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to his ummah. Hazrat Sayyidina Sulaiman ala Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to his ummah. Hazrat Sayyidina Dawood ala Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to his ummah. All different Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to his ummah. Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalilullah ala Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to his ummah. Subhanallah azza wa jal. The purpose of each and every Prophet alayhi salam to come to the dunya was for one purpose: to rectify the spoiled human beings, to show them the path of righteousness, to show them the oneness of Allah azza wa jalla, to show them the reality of their prophethood, and also to confirm and to affirm the arrival of mine and yours and the universal beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Remember, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala does not need. Allah azza wa jalla is not needy of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to come on the dunya and to show us the path of righteousness. If Allah azza wa jalla wanted, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala could have rectified all the spoiled human beings by himself. Allah tabarak can, he can do. Allah azza wa jalla is all powerful, all seeing, all knowing, all hearing. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala can do anything. But subhanallah azza wa jalla, it is the wish and will of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that he sends Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam from different time and different periods to come onto the earth and to spend a specified time. 950 years, 700 years, 600 years, 500 years, 300 years, 200 years, 100 years, 63 years. Example, different Anbiya, different Prophets, alayhi salatu wasalam, they spend different times on the earth, and subhanAllah, they spend that specified time for one purpose, to invite the people to the oneness of Allah, that there is none worthy of worship but Allah. So, alhamdulillah, dear viewers of Madin Channel, we have learned from this few discussions that I've made, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is not needy of any human being to come on the earth, any Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to come on the earth to correct them. But Allah's wish and will that they strive in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and they discharge this grand duty to command the people to do good and forbid them from evil, amrun bin ma'aruf, this invitation towards goodness and to stop them from badness. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala kept sending different Prophets alayhi salatu wasalam until last and final Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sent his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam, our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam. And subhanallah azza wa jalla, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala entrusted this duty of invitation towards goodness, neki ki da'wat, to his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And subhanallah azza wa jalla, you know what is the speciality of this ummah? The speciality and the dignity of the ummah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala also bestowed this duty to you and I, viewers of Madinah Channel. All the Muslims out there, all the Ashikani Rasul, all the lovers of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Azza wa Jalla's special rahmat, special mercy, that Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they came to invite the people towards oneness of Allah Azza wa Jalla, towards the finality of the beloved Prophet, or towards the finality of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah Azza wa Jalla gave us this duty. Yes, viewers of Madinah, which duty? The same duty that Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam had. We, you and I, the viewers of Madinah Channel, have the same duty, subhanallah azza wa jalla. So, it is the dignity of the ummah and the greatness of the ummah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So, Islamic brothers and Islamic sisters, they keep reforming each another. Each one rectifies the other in between their own selves. And they keep discharging the same sacred duty of amrun bi ma'aruf, bidding people to do good and forbidding them to evil. And now, every Muslim, yes, views the Madinah Channel, every Muslim, according to his capability, according to his capacity, subhanallah azza wa jalla, he is a preacher of the true faith of Islam. Yes, he's a preacher of the true faith of Islam and a preacher of the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. As long as this world lasts, right up to the day of Qiyamah, whatever field of knowledge you may belong to, or views of Madinah Channel, whatever field of knowledge you may belong to, no matter who you are, no matter what position you hold, you can be an imam in the masjid, you can be a muazzin, you can be a khadim, or you can just be a religious scholar. Maybe you are a murshid, or maybe you are a murid, a spiritual guide, or a disciple, or maybe you're just an employer who's a owner of a factory, or maybe you're just an employee, maybe you're just an officer or a laborer, or maybe Allah tabarak wa ta'ala chose you to be the king or the ruler. No matter where you are, no matter what capacity you hold, maybe you are the driver, maybe you are the passenger, maybe you are the truck driver, or maybe you are the bus passenger, no matter where you are, in whichever condition you are, subhanallah azza wa jalla, according to your capability and your capacity, you have to try to mold your environment to bring the people towards the oneness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and towards the finality of the beloved Rasul alayhi salam. Meaning that whatever condition you are, wherever you're living, you are a preacher of Islam. Congratulations, viewers of Madinah Channel. If you never knew, subhanallah azza wa jalla, today the information has been transferred to you via Madinah Channel that you are a preacher of Islam. You must be thinking, what do you mean? I mean, I'm a doctor. I'm a lawyer. I'm an engineer. I'm a scientist. I'm a teacher. I'm a driver. I'm a businessman. I'm a multi-millionaire. No, yes, you are. But no matter what capacity you hold, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madinah Channel, alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, you are a preacher of Islam. Yes. We have to continue to invite the people towards the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jalla, towards the Sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam, increase the madani mahal in our environment, bringing the people back towards the Salat and the Sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam, increasing them in the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, increasing them and motivating them to recite maximum amount of durood salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam. You agree? Yes, you have to agree. Because why? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, our merciful Allah azza wa jalla says in glorious Quran, Subhanallah azza wa jalla, about this command to do good and forbid them to evil, towards evil, many ayat. And let there be such a group of people amongst you that they may call the people towards goodness and command what is just and forbid and prevent the people from doing evil. And the very same people attain their goals. And this is translation from Kanzul Iman, the translation of none other than our Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Ali Rahmatul Rahman. And then we go to Tafsir Naimi, Mawlana Ahmad Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi, Rahmatullah Tala, he mentions about the tafsir of this verse. That, O Muslim believers, you and I, viewers of Manin Channel, he's talking to us. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in Quran and Majid is talking to you and I, the believers. Allah is giving us the message. O Muslim believers, all of you should be such an organization, or form yourself such a body, or live such a class that invites all the people gone astray from the path of righteousness towards goodness. That is to say, those who are away from spiritual upliftment, to invite them towards spiritual well-being. Those who are away from spirituality, to bring them towards spirituality. Those who are away from kufr, to bring them towards iman. Those who are away from the salah, to bring them towards salah. Those who are away from sunnah, to bring them towards sunnah. Those who are away from the dhikr of Allah, to bring them towards the dhikr of Allah. Those who are away from the performance of recitation of durood upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, to bring them towards durood, towards salat al Nabi sallallahu ta'ala, from those who are away, those who are doing evil deeds, to bring them towards good deeds. Those who have kufr beliefs, to bring them towards the oneness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and the finality of the beloved Rasul alayhi salam. Those who are doing wrong things, to bring them towards virtuous deeds. Verbally, yes, with your word, in writing, practically, with your strength, but in soft words, and command them, and with the rulers and the ones ruled with warmth of feelings, and prevent the people at large from bad deeds, false creedal beliefs, sinful actions, bad intentions, bad ideas, by the tongue, by the heart, by the pen and the sword, according to your individual capacity. Whatever field of knowledge you belong to, you are a preacher of Islam. So all Muslim believers, congratulations, subhanallah, khush khabari, good news. From where? From Quran Majid. From our merciful Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you are a preacher of the deen of Islam, no matter where you are. So you are obliged. It is a duty. It is compulsory for us to bid the people towards good, and to stop them from evil, vicious and sinful deeds. This means that whatever of religious knowledge any person knows of, no matter what religious knowledge you possess, it is a duty to convey the same message to the other Islamic brothers. In support of this, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi, Rahmatullah Ta'ala, in his Tafsir Naimi, he quotes Hadith Mubarakah that mine and yours, and the universal beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً. Convey from my side, even if it's one verse. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. So my dear Islam brothers and sisters, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has ordered us in Quran and Majid that there should be a group of individuals amongst you who invite the people towards goodness and they stop them from badness. And beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam says, convey from my side, even if it's one verse, even if you know something about your deen, you must transfer to others. So subhanallah azza wa jalla, there should be a group amongst you, such a group, an organization of preachers of Islam that should keep commanding the people to do good and forbid them from evil. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. And today's Muslim, Amir al-Sunnah is saying, Allahu Akbar. Today's Muslims of the present era has come to believe the slogan of eat, drink and build good health to be the only object of their life. We look at our environment in our homes today. In our homes, if we become practical in inculcating this lifestyle of the beloved Rasulullah, for example, if we perform our namaz daily, viewers of Madani Channel, daily if we perform our namaz 5 times a day, imagine you're at home and the adhan of Salat al-Fajr is going. As-salatu khayru min al-nawm. Salah is better than sleep. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, the men folk of the house, they wake up because of the call of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that Salah is better than sleep, and subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, they start moving towards the masjid. How it will look. This is neki ki daawat. This is invitation towards goodness in your capability, in your house. Huh? Men folk are going towards the masjid. Women folk are getting up in their homes and they're performing the namaz in their homes, in a specified room, in a specified place, in the house. How beautiful it looks. Dear Islam Girls and Views of Madani Channel, you ever thought about this environment? That subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, men folk are rushing towards the masjid and women folk are rushing towards the musalla, and every person is bowing down in the court of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala according to his capability and his capacity. He's moving and doing his work. Neki ki daawat in your own home. How beautiful it look. I know it is beautiful. Because there are many Ashikani Rasul. Lovers of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam have inculcated this lifestyle. From the parents, from the grandparents, from the children, from the grandchildren. People are continuing. They watch. Ammi Jan is reading namaz daily. At home. So daughter watches Ammi Jan reading namaz daily. It's a neki ki daawat. So she builds up the environment in the house. Huh? People are watching Abba Jan is daily going towards masjid. So the sons start following the children, father to the masjid. It's a neki ki daawat. It's an invitation towards goodness. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal, neighbor's door we knock. Brother, wake up. What's happening? It's time for Fajr Salah. As-salatu khayru min al-nawm. Neki ki daawat. Or you pick up your phone in today's time, so easy, you pick up the phone and you call your brother, your neighbor, your uncle, Nana Jan, please wake up, it's Fajr time. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, in Dawud Islam, we have a system like this. For neki ki daawat. For invitation towards goodness. Sadaya Madina. Where we wake up the Muslims for Fajr Salah. Yes, we do it. In many Muslim countries, we walk the streets. And we announce to the people, in the form of neki ki daawat, wake up for Fajr Namaz. Come towards success, come towards Salah, come towards success, that namaz is better than sleep. We do it. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad salatu wa salamu alayka. Ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in Quran Majid, translation of Kanzul Iman, you are the best nation amongst all those nations that appeared unto mankind. You command the people to do good, and you forbid them from evil, and you keep faith unto Allah Azza wa Jalla. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla. We are the best nation. We are the best nation. You know who Allah Azza wa Jalla is talking about? He's talking about me. You know who Allah Azza wa Jalla is talking about? He's talking about you, viewers of Madani Channel. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, that we are the best nation amongst all the nations that appear unto mankind. You can think about the nations that appear unto mankind from the time of Adam ala Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, right up to all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, right up to our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, viewers of Madani Channel. You are the best nation, you and I, amongst all the nations that appear unto mankind. For what reason? Because you command the people towards good and you forbid them from evil. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, you command the people towards good and you forbid them for evil. How Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Views of Madin channel, Allah is the greatest of all. How lucky we are that we are the ummah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. How lucky we are. You ever thought about this for a moment that we make shukr to Allah Azzawajal, if not thousands, hundreds of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, millions, if not millions, billions, if not billions, trillions, if not trillions, if there's anything after trillions of times, to make shukr to Allah Azzawajal, that He chose you and I to be amongst the ummah of His most beloved Rasul, alayhi salatu wasalam. And not only that, Allah Tabaraka chose us to be the best ummah. Yes, the best prophet alayhi salam, our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, mine and yours, and the universal beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is Habibullah. He is the beloved of Allah, friend of Allah azza wa jalla. Most beloved of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Final prophet. Most beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. And we are the most beloved ummah of Allah azza wa jalla. Subhanallah azza wa jalla. So, what a great news. Allah azza wa jalla made us the special ummah amongst all the ummahs that appear unto mankind. And the subhanallah azza wa jalla, remember viewers of Madani channel. What is the reason? The reason of this supremacy, the reason of this greatness, the reason of this excellence of being the best ummah is not due to that the ummah is going to be the best politicians. Is it? No. It's not due to that the ummah is going to be the best politicians. It's not due to that we're going to be the most rich in having the wealth in abundance. Or maybe we're going to be the best skilled people on the earth, the Muslims. No, it's not due to that. Or maybe in acquiring the best education, we are going to be the most knowledgeable people on the earth. Or maybe you're thinking that we are the best ummah because we are going to be the best engineers or doctors or lawyers. No. We're going to be the biggest in number. That's why the best. No. You're thinking that maybe we'll be the best because maybe we might be the best of warriors in the battlefield? No. Maybe we're going to be the most bravest? No. Maybe we're going to be the most strongest men on earth? No. Allahu Akbar. Or this ummah would be the most superior amongst all other ummahs due to the people being extremely, extremely clever, intelligent, wise? No, my dear Islamic viewers on the channel. The reason for the supremacy being that we have been assigned to this one duty, only one duty, this duty, neki ke dawat, invitation towards goodness, and to stop the people from badness, to stop them from evil and sinful deeds. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make us successful in understanding this great and important duty of ourselves, bidding to people towards good and to stopping them from evil. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah azza wa jalla. Subhanallah. Our ulama ikram, they've made life so easy for us. Tafsir Naimi, Mufti Ahmad Yalkan Naimi rahmatullah states, Allahu Akbar. He says, Al-Ma'roof and Al-Munkar include all the goodnesses and from the desirable things and practices from the religious beliefs. That to say, all the approved practices to be the true and valid creeds, and all the badnesses disliked. To all the practices disliked up to kufr, to hate it, not to like it. Allahu Akbar. Views of Madani channel. We have to try. We have to try all sorts of actions, words, our akhlaq, our muhabbat, our shafqat, in whichever way we are best, we must try our ways and best to inculcate the lifestyle of the beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam in order to do this duty. Neki ki dawat. Invitation towards goodness. We should do it. Firstly, you try verbally. You try. Or you try in writing. Or by advice to the youth or to the elders. Whichever position you are, no matter where you be, you are a preacher of Islam. Subhanallah azza wa jalla. In today's episode, we learn so many important aspects about the call to righteousness. I hope, and I'm certain that most of us, inshallah, out there that are watching these type of silsilas, that we try to understand what is our purpose in the dunya. You try to understand what is our purpose in the dunya. Where did we come from? What are we doing here on the earth? And where we are going to? If we try to understand these 3 points, we come from Allah, we are on the earth for a specific reason. And we are going back to Allah. We are going to return back to our Lord Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. If we try to understand these points, then inshallah, especially in Quran, now we are discussing about the call to righteousness, the path of righteousness. You, inshallah, Tabaraka Ta'ala, you try to inculcate this lifestyle of Neki Ki Da'wat. And inshallah, we are hopeful that in your environment, wherever you are in the world, after learning these different aspects of Neki Ki Da'wat, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, you will do your best out there and try to mold your environment according to your capability, according to your capacity, according to your willpower, according to your strength. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has chosen you for this specific purpose. So my dear Islamian viewers of Madan Channel, in order to make it easy for this invitation towards goodness, for the call towards righteousness, keep watching Madan Channel. It's a tool of many tools. Dawat Islami offers you many tools, and one solution of all tools is to watch Madani Channel, and only Madani Channel. Inshallah Tabaraka Ta'ala, with the barakah and blessings of watching Madani Channel, inshallah, we are hopeful, inshallah Tabaraka Ta'ala, that we'll inculcate this lifestyle of the call towards righteousness, towards Neki Ki Dawat. Allah Karam, Aisa Kare Tujh Pe Jahau Mein, Ay Dawat Islami, Teri Doom Machi Ho, Ameen, Bi Jahe Nabil Ameen, صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد.